Grab the microphone.
Okay,
you'll
let
be
me
on here.
Say, I'm psychic. I'm psychic. This is a pittosporum.
Oh, but she did. She must have given blood.
This is a dwarf
pittosporum. My husband did. Yeah. Okay.
The
yeah.
dwarf pittosporum, and it's dying. It's got sections in it dying. Wait a minute. It's coming to me. You haven't watered it thoroughly during the winter and summer, but there is a sprinkler system over there, but it's not watering the pittosporum enough. Oh, it is. It is a pittosporum.
Now, do you have any variation from that story?
Amazing.
Or did you eat it pretty well?
You hit the nail on the head.
I've had practice.
The house is 16 years old, so I'm not really sure, because we bought it about a year ago.
Yeah.
And it's a dwarf, isn't it? It's about this high.
Correct.
And round.
Well, it's small. Jerry's so pleased that he can credit the drought as part
I'm
of it.
I'm the best.
Now, for years, we've been seeing these diebacks in these dwarf pittosporum. And for a while, we were blaming it on winter. And, of course, everybody brought it to our attention that there was not much of a winter. Mm-hmm. But we said, well, you see these, you're not showing it here, but you see these places where the bark is flaking off here, that's from damage, just partial damage in the wintertime. Well, it turns out that it looks like it's some kind of a bacterial disease that they're susceptible to. And now with this droughty weather, really severe droughty weather, that stress is really
drought.
I know. I've argued with him about this.
He beats around. He tries
droughty
to say
weather.
Everything but
so
drought.
How much damage are you seeing?
More and more every day.
Yeah. Yeah. There's not much you can do. You can cut off the damage, and if it's a young plant, it may recover. You do need to make sure, dig around and make sure the water that you're getting, you might have to hand water, make sure it's penetrating enough.
Okay.
Because a lot of times with sprinkler systems, you'll have in this kind of heat, you'll have a wet depth about this far, and then the roots have sucked everything else up, so it's really dry under there. So you just need to let the hose run at the base for a little while. But yeah, you just have to wait until some of them die, some of them a few more branches will die. You cut it out, and they'll recover. So there's not much you can do.
Just give it some water.
Yeah. Make sure though that it's not soggy. But we haven't found too many things soggy.
We usually break your fingernail off when you're digging.
Well, you know, the last 3 years, feel down there, and if it's soggy, that's the problem.
Well, what you do, you run a jackhammer and gradually dig in there.
But do you want to make any other psychic predictions about her plants?
If it's a big plant and there's large sections like that, usually when you cut them out, it ruins the shape. And I personally would take the stupid thing out, drag it out, and put your Yaupon or Burford Holly in there. But this year, we're even seeing Burford and Yaupon Holly go down from lack of water.
So, just the part of the recovery ability too is how old it is and what kind of shape it's in. If they're young and vigorous, they can quite often recover.
Is there any nutrition other than water?
No. You don't want it. Yeah, and in fact, a stress plant, a plant showing dieback like this. You don't want to add any fertilizer. They're just not real capable.
Okay. Is it in the front yard?
Backyard.
Can you get a truck back around there? Hey, that's good. Then hook one of those tow ropes
up
to the very base.
We like them. Yeah. We hope they live.
Well, you hope they live, but they're not. Okay, now we need when you jerk them out, it'll make a big hole in the ground. And you'll already have the hole ready for the holly.
Do you ever notice that Jerry is much more enthusiastic and animated when it comes to destroying things.
His whole face just lights up. Look at the truck back there.
I do not tolerate ugly.
Oh, okay.
And then if you're true,
he doesn't look in the mirror much either.
Oh, man.
Exactly. But anyway, you jerk that out of there and you'll be ready to go. And then you can yell to your neighbors and make them think you're real tech and say, "Watch this, boys." And you jerk your bumper off.
Okay, great.
Thanks, you bet.